We're in the middle of Siman Reish Lamed Vav entitled Berachas Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. The question is posed by the Shulchan Aruch: what happens? Matzah Sibor Shekaru Kriyas Shema. V'rotzim Lamed B'Tfil. Let's say that it turns out that you want to begin davening Maariv, and you walk into Shul, and it turns out that as you are about to begin Maariv, the Tzibor is already about to begin the Shmona Esrei. So we know, as we've been discussing, the importance of being Somech Gul Tefillah, that there is a specific pattern of how our Tefillah is organized, and therefore, certainly you would think, you have to say Gula Yisrael, not just in the morning, but also at night, and then all afterwards is the Shmona Esrei. However, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Yisfal Imahem, you're allowed to begin davening Maariv with the Shmona Esrei. That's the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Afterwards, you can say the rest. You can begin saying the birchas, the brachas of Kriyas Shema, and of course the Shema thereafter. And the question is, we already know the answer to this question, what is better? Is it better to be Samech Gula Tefillah and to be able to then daven by yourself, or to daven with a tzibur? So the Mishnah Brura, who explains the obvious, as we just know the answer based on the Shulchan Aruch, the tefillas hatzibur adifa, that it's more important to daven with a minyan, the mismach gul tefillah, but then he throws in one important word, darvis. This specifically is referring to marim, that it's better that you should daven with a minyan than for you to be samach gul tefillah, which means to do the davening in a specific order. And Ashar Tzion, in brackets, who says that this is kol haposkim, he says, avol b'shachris, adif mitzvahs, smichas gula tefillah, mitzvil b'tzibur. In the event that you would get to shul in the morning and they're about to begin Shmona Esrei, so even though you would maybe think, after just listening to the laws of tefillas arvis, that it would also apply by shachris, it does not. Which means you would have to daven by yourself, but at least this way it would be smichas gula tefillah, as opposed to mariv, in which we do the opposite. One could begin davening the Shmona Esrei and only afterwards saying the Kriyas Shema. So now, that is a very simple halacha, that you walk in as soon as they begin the Shmona Esrei, begin the Shmona Esrei. Then the Mishnah Brura discusses what happens if you didn't walk in that late. Let's say, v'imahem oskim adayin b'berchas Kriyas Shema. You didn't start with them. They're already a little bit into Maariv. They're already into the Berchas Kriyas Shema. And perhaps there's a few minutes until they'll eventually get to the Shmona Esrei. So, the Mishnah Brura tells us that you have to make an assessment. Obviously, you'd be saying it with Kavana, that you would know that you'll be able to daven a little bit faster and to be able to say the brachos to get to the point with the tzibur to say the Shmona Esrei with them, then you may do so. Not only that, but if all you're able to do is get until Hashkivenu, inclusive, Shomer Mo Yisrael Lod, Yasakein, then you can do that. So Mr. Brewer says, 1 second, there's another paragraph which we were discussing yesterday. This is Vidali Baruch Hashem L'Olam. That extra paragraph or two, that is something which you can skip. It's not necessary for you to say that, as it's not part of the Birchas Kriyas Shema. The Espal Shemon Esrei Imat Tzibur. Just make sure that you're slowly built down with the Tzibur. So, if you're able to get to finishing Hashkivenu, then you, at the time in which the tzibur is right about to start the Shmona Esrei, then that's what you should do. And he says, after all, this paragraph, Baruch Hashem Olam, as we mentioned, the osim habsukim einan ela minha. It's a custom. The yesh gedolim shesovim she'en l'omru. As we mentioned, there are those that cite that this paragraph is not recited nowadays at all, because the whole concept doesn't apply. V'lechein mutav l'daleg in order to have the best of both worlds, be some of the tefillah and the double dominion, by not saying this paragraph, which is a minhag, that's what you should do. The question is, should you say it afterwards? If you mentioned, if you started the Shmona Esrei, if all you said was the Shmona Esrei, you say all the brachos thereafter. What if the only thing you missed was this one paragraph? So, there's a machlok. He says, according to the words of the Taz, Eli Rabba, he says explicitly, the Baruch Hashem Olam, also Yirinenu Yomer Achar Tefillah. You should say that after you finish the Shmona Esrei. And that is according to one opinion. However, the others that write, the Achar Tfil Lo Yomer Hapsukim, Baruch Hashem Olam. You should not say it afterwards. Umashma, the time of the Lo Niskan El Amrubim Komo, the Achar Shkvar Hispal Arbis. The whole reason why it was instituted was so it should be said before the Shmoneh Esrei, for various reasons which we discussed yesterday. And therefore, there are those that say, once you skipped it, and you already said the Shmoneh Esrei, you don't say it afterwards. So, what should we do? So this is what the Mishnah Berurah advises. He says, Al Kein Nira, it appears to me that some type of a compromise is in order. Detov Shelo Yachto Birchas Yireinenu El Yomer Ad Ki Ein Lanu Melech Elo Ata. You can say up until that point, and of course there afterwards is a bracha. Don't say that bracha. And he says that even though typically when it comes to a bracha, when you're saying this paragraph and you're leaving out a bracha, Einu Chashuv a bracha klal, that's not considered to be a bracha at all, but nonetheless, this is a nice pshar, this is a nice compromise that one could do. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Od Kosru, Bim Komos, Shemagdimin L'Hispal Arvis Mibod Yom. Let's say that there's some people that accept Shabbos, as we do, early, or on a typical day, that they daven Marv while it is still light outside. So they're already past Mincha, they daven Mincha. Now they're starting Baruch, they're about to start Marv. You didn't daven Mincha yet, it's light outside. So you technically are certainly allowed to daven Mincha. So what should you do? So he says as follows, Yispal Mincha, Ba'od Shehim Karin Kriya Shema Birchosel. While they're saying the Birchas Kriya Shema, which takes quite a few minutes, so that's the time which you should say your own Mincha Shmoneh Esrei. V'achar kach hispal arvis imat tzibur. Then afterwards, you can daven a few moments later a second Shmoneh Esrei, which will pertain directly to Maariv, and then afterwards you can say the brachos, and this way you'll have daven Maariv b'tzibur, even though you're not being samachul tefillah, which is not necessary. Did that yesterday too. In conclusion, the Pisgei Chubos tells us one other case. Thank you. He says as follows: V'chein yase gam kishibol beisach neses b'tzibur omdim be'en. The emsa tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say, for example, it's mincha time, and you see that they are in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the question is, what should you do? So he says, Kol Shiachol, talking about Marv, in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. Kol Shiachol lahaspik ligmor od lifnei amiras hashliach tzibur yehi shmei rabba shel kaddish tiskaba. If you're able to finish the Shmoneh Esrei basically together with the tzibur, then that's what one should do in order that you should be able to say one of the most important parts of the tefillah, namely in the Kaddish of the Yehi Shmei Rabba, Be'im Lav. But if you know that they're already toward the very end of the Shmoneh Esrei and Maariv, and you only have a few more seconds and they're going to begin Kaddish, then he says, Yamtin, you should wait Adal Acher Kaddish Tiskabel, after basically Marv is over, then Misbalil Ketseder Kriyash Mabrechosav Yachav Shmoneh Esrei. So it's interesting, what he's advising is that the idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur is when you really are davening a major chunk, or you're davening with the Tzibur. But if you're just going to begin your Shmoneh Esrei at the time that they're finishing the Shmoneh Esrei, he advises that it's better that you should be able to say Kaddish and to be able to thereafter be Samach Geula Tefillah by davening by yourself.